Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend as we began our series called With Us, thinking about the Christmas season. And we're kind of taking the look at the Christmas season this year that's just a little bit different, maybe. You know, when you look at Matthew and Luke and their accounts of the Christmas narrative, they take you towards people. Mary, Joseph, Zechariah, Elizabeth, they take you to wise men and angels and all those parts of the Christmas series that are more traditional. They even walk us back to Old Testament characters and Old Testament prophecies. Mark is, you know, fast and furious. It's almost like Mark says, I got no time for the birth story of Jesus. Like, we're going straight to the ministry of Jesus. And he just writes with this sense of emergency. Like, one of the most unique words in Mark, right? They over and over and over again, it says immediately, immediately, immediately. And it shouldn't then surprise us whenever we get to John, that John is just one who takes his time. And John, instead of, you know, going and taking us to the historical characters or even taking us all the way back to the prophetic scriptures of the Old Testament, John takes us all the way back to Genesis. And John is going to present to us the reality that, yes, Jesus was a man who came in humanity, and just, yes, Jesus was the Messiah, right? The one who came as prophecies were fulfilled from the Old Testament. But ultimately, Jesus is God. And to understand that, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. He says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word. That's capital W, Word, by the way. The word Yahweh, the name of God in the Old Testament, the all-sufficient character, the one from whom creation, divine revelation, personified wisdom, the law of Moses, all of those things come from him. And this word, it became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It's not surprising to us then that John is the one to whom God later on in the New Testament gives the revelation to. John is one who could receive all of the emotion and the passion and the imagery, right, that God wants to foretell of the coming future, because John is able to go all the way back to the beginning of the story and have an accurate understanding that the setup for the Son of God to come, for God, person, or Jesus, person, second person of the Trinity to come, was the plan all the way back from the beginning. The creator of all things, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, the profound mystery of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. Jesus was set all the way back. The clock goes all the way back to the beginning for his coming to us in his birth. And so as we think about that this week, we're going to take some time here to pray as we begin this Christmas season. It's so easy for us to get sidetracked into gift giving and parties and events, and all of those things are wonderful, but our heart needs to be rooted in the preeminent eternal nature of Jesus, the creator and the sustainer of all things. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to invite you to pray. Lord, as we kind of kick off the official beginning to the Christmas season, before it gets too busy and before we get too interested in everything else that's going on, Lord, we want to turn our hearts, we want to turn our souls, our eyes to you, and just be reminded that you are God, a very God, who planned in eternity past to come, to give your life, to shed your blood for us, for our sins, to pave a way for us to come into relationship with the Father. The greatest gift that could ever be given, God, was given to us by you. And so, God, we worship you, we praise you, we honor you, we extol you, we lift you as high as humanly possible in our hearts. And God, we prayerfully ask that you would gently remind us during this Christmas season of just who it is that came, that first Christmas. Remind us of who you are, who we worship, and why. Now you take the opportunity to pray.